Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Friday, April 4th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey. Birthdays.
I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally, I rise.
Poet Maya Angelou is 86 today.
Well, now I get it. Late over in the evening, I feel like blowing my horn. When I woke up this morning, all I have was gone again.
And blues guitarist and singer Muddy Waters, born this day in 1915. On this day in history, April 4th, 1968, the Reverend Martin Luther King is assassinated in Memphis. From CBS.
Direct from our newsroom in Washington, in color, this is the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee. Dr. King was standing on the balcony of a second-floor hotel room tonight when, according to a companion, a shot was fired from across the street.
On this day in 1949, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, is established. Number one on the charts in 1977, Agnetha, Benny, Bjorn, and Anna Freed, ABBA, at the top of the charts with Dancing Queen. KETR events calendar at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Who left that? A wildlife tracks program at Cooper Lake State Park. Come on an adventure and look along the shoreline of the lake for evidence of wildlife. Kids will be able to make an impression of their favorite track with plaster and take it home with them. Children 15 and under must be accompanied by an adult. Wear appropriate footwear for muddy conditions. Who left that? A wildlife tracks program. Tracks, I said. For more information, see events at KETR.org. Here at KETR, we appreciate very much the time you spend listening. Because you listen, consider making a contribution to this public radio station during our spring 2014 membership drive. It's easy to do. Just call 800-882-KETR or visit KETR.org and click support this station. And thanks. As we get ready to hear from A&M Commerce Athletic Director Ryan Ivey, some late-breaking news. McKinney Boyd High School boys coach Jason Burton has been hired as the new A&M Commerce women's basketball coach. Jason Burton spent four seasons with the Lions from 2007 to 2011 as an assistant and associate head men's basketball coach under Sam Walker. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Our thought for the day is from former New York Yankees pitcher and the author of the book Ball 4, Jim Boughton. He says, baseball players are smarter than football players. How often do you see a baseball team penalized for too many men on the field?
Absolutely.
So we'll give Cody Carthel equal time if he demands it. Ryan, a lot of coverage in the last few days about this ruling recently that college football players at Northwestern and the Big Ten can form a union. What do you see in that? Where do you see that going?
Yeah, I think that stems really back from, I'll kind of go back a little bit and give you some backstory, but the president or executive director of the CAPA, which is the College Athletes Players Association, is a guy by the name of Ramogi Huma. I had a chance to meet Ramogi when I was in graduate school and some things at Memphis, and he's really been pushing this battle for about 8 to 10 years now. And the goal behind it is really to have full cost of attendance paid for student athletes. That there is additional medical coverage beyond, their playing season, their eligibility there at their institution. And three, an opportunity for them to have some continuing education funds later on, whether they choose to go pro or and they don't make it or, they get hurt or whatever. I don't really believe they want this to unionize and form a union because there's so many other things, so many other aspects that they're not thinking of, they're not really talking about. I mean, for instance, there's Title IX implications with this as well. I mean, there are tax implications with this as well. But there's so many other aspects of it that when you start saying that college athletes are employees, that they're really not taken into account. Mm-hmm. And like I said, I don't know that they really, that's what they want. But I think this is their way of getting what they want, which is these other items over here. And the ruling, you know, if you read closely into it, the ruling only pertains to private institutions, and it only pertains to football student athletes. It does not pertain to any other student athlete, which is something that I don't believe is going to be able to take place. If you're going to do football, then you got to do all of them. And so it'll be interesting to see how this kind of shakes out.
What kind of effect could that have at the Division II level or the Division III level, which is non-scholarship?
Yeah, I don't think it'll have any effect on Division III level, simply because of the fact that they're not receiving any type of aid or benefit for athletic ability. Division II level, it could have some trickle-down effect, depending on what happens and how it rules. Again, if, right now the ruling is just pertaining to private institutions. So right now for us, it wouldn't affect us at all in A&M Commerce. But if the ruling is expanded to public institutions and they actually do this and they go about it, then technically, you know, our student athletes could, and especially if it trickles down, I mean, our student athletes could choose to be a part of the union. I pray that that doesn't happen. I don't know that I'm smart enough to handle it. but two, I just think there are so many financial implications, you know, that go along because, you know, let's just take Northwestern. I mean, it's probably what $50,000-$60,000 for them to go to school there. Well, what they don't understand is if they unionize and they're actually employees, that now they're going to be forced to pay taxes, you know, on the money that they're getting. So now their 50 becomes 40, you know, because FICA is going to get theirs and the IRS is going to get theirs. Okay. So now because of that, I'm also as an athletic director, if you're forcing me to do this, then what I'm going to do is say that, all right, now you have to buy into our primary care insurance plan that we have. You're going to have to pay taxes on it. I'm also going to make you be in the retirement system and part of that. And so, you know, they're not thinking about those things. Is they're thinking that, well, we can just get more and more and more. Well, in order to get more, you might gross more, but the net mm-hmm. is probably not going to be the same. And I think those are things that they're just not really thinking about because I don't really believe this is what they want. I really believe they want to have the full cost of attendance. They want to have, you know, additional continuing education funds, and they want, you know, additional medical opportunities later on.
We're talking with Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. Especially for these big programs, the Big 12, the Southeast Conference, Big 10, so on. Is it time to give these kids some kind of stipend, some kind of cash so they can go out and buy a pizza or go home for a visit?
Absolutely. I think so. I really think it is. And I think that's the movement towards the full cost of attendance. And when we say full cost of attendance, really what we mean is every institution dictates what their cost of attendance are, what it is. And for there's a portion of there's like a $2,000-$2,500 portion of there that's miscellaneous, and that might be laundry, that might be whatever that the institution puts on there as well. Well, according to the NTA rules, athletes cannot receive that portion of it, especially at the larger level. I mean, these guys can afford it. I certainly think it's time to have something.
Would something like that be possible at the Division II level?
I think so. I think it's just going to be figuring out how to really reallocate your expenses that you have.
Well, there's other things we want to talk to you about, so we're going to have you back real soon, and we'll continue that discussion. But thanks for having a cup of coffee with
Enjoyed it. Thank you.
This morning, Ryan Ivey, the athletic director at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition at your station, 88.9 KETR.